This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuehlener. Columbia Regional Airport may need to expand as it offers new flights. At a press conference today, Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid announced the airport will have new nonstop flights to and from the Orlando International Airport in Florida beginning November 20th. Colorado-based carrier Frontier Airlines will offer the flights every Tuesday and Saturday on a 138-seat plane.
We'll be adding 270 passengers a week through this service. This will increase our capacity at Columbia Regional Airport by 27%.
Delta Airlines is also introducing a second daily flight to Atlanta, Georgia in September. Mayor McDavid says a new terminal is necessary to handle the influx of new passengers. He says the city might propose a new sales or property tax or an increase to the hotel occupancy tax to fund the new terminal once there's a design proposal. McDavid estimates the cost at $15 million. As public schools started today in both Columbia and Jefferson City, those school districts are keeping a close eye on enrollment numbers. David Luther, an assistant superintendent in Jefferson City, says he's seen a trend in increasing numbers over the past 4 years, especially in the earliest grade levels. 100 additional students have enrolled in kindergarten through fifth grade since last year.
We were prepared for these numbers more or less. We did have to add one kindergarten class at North Elementary, and so we hired a teacher.
Luther says the district has about three teachers on standby just in case enrollment swells in the first week of classes. In Columbia, a handful of teachers already have been hired. Spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the district is ready to add more teachers should the numbers warrant it.
We've set aside a contingency fund to account for any of the sudden spikes we might see in enrollment as kids come to us those first couple weeks of school so that we can address those needs immediately.
On the first day of school, the Columbia District reports elementary school enrollments about the same as it was last year, with secondary school attendance down about 100 students. But Baumstark notes the official counts won't happen until the last week of September. Missouri Congressman and Republican U.S. Senate nominee Todd Akin is taking some heat from comments he made today at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia. When asked by reporters what he thought of federal funding for free and reduced lunches in public schools, he said that's something the federal government should not be involved in, and that he would favor that responsibility being handed over to the states. Akin has been opposing the federal farm bill in Congress, saying it would pour too much money into food stamps and other so-called entitlement programs. He's running against Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senate. An economic index for 10 Midwest and Western states, including Missouri, has dropped again, and an economist says the drought is dampening economic activity across the region. The Rural Main Street Index dropped further into negative territory this month, hitting 47.1, compared with 47.9 in July and 56.7 in June. Survey organizers say any score below 50 on the index, which ranges from 1 to 100, suggests economic contraction in the months ahead. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuehlener.